Thank you and good morning. It took the cooperation of several agencies to effect the rescue of a woman who had gotten stuck in deep snow some 30 miles out on Route 1 last Friday. By Sunday morning, authorities had been notified that the woman in a trailer was unable to extricate herself due to heavy snow, and the initial attempts by the Sheriff's Office Special Service Team to reach the woman's location from Highways 36 and 299 were unsuccessful due to the snow. Deputies attempted to reach the location through the use of the office's snowcat, while another team used a four-wheel drive pickup, but failed again due to snow levels. Assistance was requested from PG&E for the use of their snowcat, and although the deployment was delayed due to road conditions, they were able to conduct a search of the reported area beginning early Tuesday morning, but they failed to locate the stranded woman. A CHP helicopter was deployed out of Reading later Tuesday morning, and the air crew was able to locate the woman but had to return to Arcata to refuel before a rescue attempt was made. The helicopter was able to pull the woman to safety, and she was taken to the hospital for a checkup where she was cleared. When the Eureka Police Department released the findings from a survey they conducted that asked residents what their number one criminal concern was, the answer, according to Chief Andy Mills, was overwhelmingly residential burglaries. On Tuesday, the department released data for the month of November, in which they recorded 24 residential burglaries, primarily in the Henderson Center area. EPD reports that 16 of the break-ins occurred between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. when the victims were at work or otherwise out of the house, and that entry was made primarily through doors and windows, but also through garages and, in one case, through a large dog door. The description of the suspects are very vague, and EPD has released no further details. The department has urged residents to be more vigilant in ensuring their residents are secured, windows and doors locked, garage doors closed and locked, and other points of entry secured before they leave home. Jordan Christmas has news from the Sheriff's Office.
The Sheriff's Office reports that 4-year-old Allison Shirey has returned home to her guardian after she was taken from her grandmother's home in Eureka on Sunday by her father, Anthony Lux. Lux spoke with county investigators and stated that he had been told that he had legal rights to take Allison from the home and that there were no court orders in regards to her custody. Deputies then returned Allison to her guardian on Tuesday night. Lux plans to pursue full custody of his daughter.
Thank you, Jordan. The California Highway Patrol in Del Norte County arrested a man who carjacked a motorhome in Crescent City at about 6 o'clock Tuesday night in the parking lot of the Walmart. The suspect, 46-year-old Greg Alexander, walked up to the occupants of the trailer and threatened them by claiming he had a knife. The occupants of the motorhome fled, although no weapon was ever displayed, and Alexander drove off in the stolen vehicle. He was spotted driving onto Highway 101, and a CHP officer laid down a spike strip that disabled the tires on the vehicle. It came to a stop near Knutson Lane. Alexander then refused to exit the vehicle, and the CHP was forced to close down traffic on 101 in both directions. At one point, Alexander began to drive the disabled vehicle once again, but once he had stopped again, officers stormed the motorhome and took him into custody. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Supervisor Mark Lovelace has entered the final month as an elected official in the county after he decided not to run for re-election this year. During his latest appearance on Talk Shop, Lovelace spoke about the election, but also about the ballot initiative process that is used in California. Direct democracy advocates support the initiative process because it gives citizens a direct voice in lawmaking. But Lovelace said that can come with some downsides as well, such as voters having to wade through dozens of pages dedicated to very complex legislation.
The initiative process is a great way to gauge the people's values, such as a death penalty, overturning Citizens United, and even recreational use of cannabis. You know, that can be an appropriate way to let the people decide, but it's a terrible way to pass complex legislation.
There were 17 ballot measures this year, and they ranged from Prop 64 in marijuana to regulations in the porn industry. And Lovelace said that a lack of input from lawmakers, experts, and others who craft legislation can lead to confusion.
Prop 64, that was a complaint I heard from a lot of people. They're saying, you know, we've got this 64, 67 page initiative that has never been vetted through the legislative process, where people who are opposed to it or, you know, might support it if it was modified in this way or whatever, you know, there's no other voices helping to develop it into something that more people can agree on.
You can listen to Supervisor Mark Lovelace talk ballot measures by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning for KINS.